The June 9 primary will decide three seats on the bench of the state's highest court. 11 candidates across three divisions are vying for the open spots on West Virginia's Supreme Court of Appeals. The election decides two 12-year terms and the four remaining years left on the other term. Voters' choices will have a significant impact on the state's legal realm for some time. So we're taking a look at those races over the next few days. Dave Mistich begins this series by introducing voters to the three candidates from Division I.
Chief Justice Tim Armstead was appointed to the West Virginia Supreme Court in August 2018 by Governor Jim Justice. That was following the resignation of justices who were involved in a scandal related to lavish spending on office renovations and other misappropriation of state funds. Armstead went on to win and keep the seat after a special election that November. Armstead, who is a former Speaker of the West Virginia House of Delegates, says he feels the court has come a long way since that scandal in 2018.
I think we've made tremendous progress, as I mentioned, in putting in place the types of guidelines and expectations from an ethical standpoint that are necessary not only for the Supreme Court, but throughout our court system. And I think we need to, first of all, make sure we follow those and that we have the right checks and balances in place to make sure they're being followed. And I think we've done that.
Some candidates in the race for Division I say right now that the state Supreme Court takes too long to resolve cases, but Armstead disagrees.
I think we're very much consistent with our Constitution, which says that the court should look at cases and decide cases, and that they can decide a case whenever they believe there's a proper point for consideration. And so I disagree that we're behind. I think we're getting our work done efficiently.
Former Justice Richard Neely has already once served on the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals from 1973 to 1995 and has also served as Chief Justice. He says court reforms are not a concern for most residents of the state.
The average person doesn't give a damn about things like accountability, transparency. They don't even know what the West Virginia Supreme Court or the Supreme Court of Appeals is. They have absolutely no idea how the court system is administered, unless they're lawyers or people who are involved somehow in the government. What they want is good results. They want a system that gives them speed, a just decision in a reasonable period of time.
Now in a bid for a second stint on the bench, Neely is concerned about the rising number of abuse and neglect cases in the state, and he says the Supreme Court has become inefficient over the last decade.
The court is indeed suffering an inordinate delay, and that's because they do not follow Article 8, Section 4 of the Constitution. Our Constitution lays out a very good, expeditious way of handling appeals. It worked very well for 150 years. The court, for some strange reason back in 2010, decided to mess with it and change it.
Judge David Hummel Jr. is another candidate trying to unseat Armstead in Division I. Hummel oversees cases in West Virginia's Second Circuit, which covers Marshall, Tyler, and Wetzel counties.
And I've served now 12 years in the trenches as a circuit court judge, and I know what happens in a courtroom. I also serve as a treatment court judge, and I have for 12 years as well. Drug court, mental health court, we've combined them for treatment court. And the experience I've gained through that, I believe, is invaluable. And something our state needs to further advance its attack, its defenses against mental health and drug addiction issues.
Hummel says he respects the careers of both Armstead and Neely, but says experience as a circuit court judge is key to positively impacting the state's court system.
Even the manager at McDonald's knows how to cook the fries. So I think it's a ground-up approach to being a Supreme Court justice is the time and energy I've put in being a circuit judge, making those decisions that affect lives. I boil down being a circuit judge to the basic thing, and one of the things is I decide where people sleep, whether it's in prison, in jail, whether they see their children or not again. These are heavy decisions that I'm experienced and have been making for the last 12 years.
The Republican State Leadership Committee's Judicial Fairness Initiative has spent more than $300,000 in support of Armstead. The group has also spent more than $600,000 to oppose Neely. Restart West Virginia, another independent expenditure who is attempting to influence the Supreme Court elections, has spent more than $220,000 opposing Armstead and more than $190,000 supporting Neely. Neither group spent money supporting or opposing Hummel in Division 1. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.